Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, August 4th. After generally cooler and wetter forecasts over the next couple of weeks carried grains much lower on the week, we had a bit of a mixed bag to finish out today on Friday. So we've got December corn finishing up 3.25 cents at 381. That's down 7 cents on the week. Corn was able to hold the 374 June 23rd low. Managed funds still long about 85,000 contracts of corn, as reported in today's commitment of traders. That's down about 23,000 longs on the net position, most of this from new short positions. It appears that the longs this time are not going to bail out at the bottom as they have done this year, content to carry this through the weekend and also possibly into the August 10th WASDE report. Some yield estimates have been released this week. Informa has the corn yield estimated at about 165.9 bushels per acre, with FC Stone at 162.8. Both of these well below the USDA's most recent number at 170.7. Taking a look at wheat, we've got December finishing down 2.5 cents at 482.5. That's down 23.5 cents on the week. Funds are still long about 12,000 contracts in the Chicago contract. Kansas City December finished down 0.25 cents at 487.25. That's down 21 cents on the week, with the funds still carrying a net long position of about 54,000 contracts in Kansas City. And the Minneapolis wheat finished 2.5 cents higher on the day at 728.75, but this is still down 31.75 cents on the week. Funds remain long 11,000 contracts in Minneapolis. Taking a look at soybeans, we've got November finishing the day down 3.75 cents at 956.75. That's down 56.25 cents on the week. A lot of the weather premium put in after the June 30th report has been removed. Still, we are about 40 cents higher than the start of the day on that report, and now support comes in near that previous low at around 907. Informa's estimate for bean yield comes in at 47.3, with FC Stone at 47.7, and the USDA's most recent estimate at 48 bushels per acre. With a couple of weeks left in August and these cooler temperatures, there is still a chance, if some timely rains come in to those drier areas, that we could make a bean crop there. I think obviously this has added to the pressure this week on the soybeans. So the non-threatening weather has been the story of the week. We'll have to see as the market consolidates. Unless there are any drastic changes to the forecast over the weekend, we maybe have a bit of choppy trade headed into next Thursday's WASDE report. We will again see where we stand after that report. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night and a great weekend.